Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Good morrow, everyone. This is The Other Side of Midnight. I usually like to keep things light on a Friday, particularly in this hour, but it is a little more difficult to keep things lighter when we're seeing countries bomb one another, including nuclear powers potentially involved, and when we are getting closer and closer, but closer and closer to the precipice of a major global conflict. So I thought we could all use a little bit of information in terms of what's going on in the Middle East now, at least as we understand it. If you're just waking up, if you haven't heard the news from last night, Israel has launched a strike against Iran, and that's what we know. Their targets that they've hit have not been nuclear. Beyond that, we don't have very many other details. Someone who may is a veteran war correspondent, a chief international correspondent for many, many years, over 3.5 decades. He joins us live from Belgium right now. Very pleased to welcome to the program Elijah Magnier. Elijah, thanks so much for joining me on the radio. I can imagine how busy you must be right now.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be with you.
So, Elijah, give us the facts as we know them. How severe were these attacks that Israel carried out in Iran, and what's the situation like in Iran as best we understand it?
Well, the situation in Iran is quite normal. The domestic and international flights are working perfectly well. People do their business business as usual. Nothing has changed, really. What happened in the middle of the night in Isfahan, Iran, is the three very small drones were intercepted by a very sophisticated Iranian radars, because the size of these drones is really extremely small. And it's not easy to be detected. Usually they are not detectable. And it is obvious that they flew from a short distance, because they have a very short lifetime battery. And they did not carry any weapon, or they were not representing any threat. However, due to the tension that exists in the Middle East and West Asia following the war on Gaza, the Israeli attack on the Iranian diplomatic mission in Damascus and destroying the consulate, and the Iranian retaliation and the promise of retaliating to the retaliation, we understand that the Iranians were very much on alert, and they would fire on anything that is moving in the sky, ready to respond and bomb Israel if necessary. However, we understand that the Americans don't have appetite for this war, and they don't want the escalation to mount, because they have bases in the Middle East, because they don't think the Israeli response to the Iranian retaliation is worth it, or is going to impose any deterrence. It was a violation of the 1961 Vienna Convention by Israel that bombed a diplomatic mission. Iran retaliated not to hurt Israel, but to measure the retaliation, imposed deterrence on the Israelis, saying, if you hit our territory, we're going to hit you back, because the consulate is considered an Iranian territory, which is obvious, as every diplomatic mission is considered the country's own territory. And that's it, really. I think this the incident is over now.
So this is very interesting. So essentially what you're saying, and we're talking with Elijah Magnier, And again, you're not in Iran, you're in Belgium, but you're closer to Iran than I am, and certainly you have great sources there. So it sounds like, you know, I'm looking at five television sets right now. All of them are doing breathless coverage showing the headline, Israel has launched a strike against Iran, Israel strikes Iran. What you're saying, essentially, if I understand it, is almost nothing happened.
Exactly. I spoke to a dozen of sources among the Iranian officials, sources that well-established first-hand contact that I have established. I've covered the Iran-Iraq war. I've been in Iran so many times. I've covered the Iraq war, the Syrian war, the Libyan war, the Lebanese, the Israeli invasion. I've covered dozens of wars in the Middle East, and I have solid contacts, including within the IRGC, that do not deliver really propaganda. If we listen to what the Israelis are saying, in particular, the Minister of Security, National Security, Itamar Ben-Gvir, he was laughing about what happened. So what's happening is, in my guess, the Americans are inflating the news, which is very positive, because it is giving those who are skeptical and those who are warmongers wanting a war in the Middle East that nobody understands where it can go. Nobody can stop. Anyone can start it, but not stop it. And they saying, wow, Israel has retaliated. Okay, you've retaliated, then this is the end of it. That is the positive side of it. And this is what the American and Western media is distributing and is saying at the moment. However, I think in the next 48 hours, they will wake up on what the Israelis are saying, because they're quite sharp, particularly in criticizing the government at the moment. And they will reveal the reality of the information. We have not heard explosions on the ground. People in Isfahan I spoke to confirmed that there was no explosion on the ground, but only in the air. They've heard three explosions only.
Wow.
And that corresponds to the story of the Iranians. So they have intercepted. What is remarkable is we have never seen a country capable of intercepting such a small drone, which means not only the Iranians are on alert, but they have gone beyond what we know about the interception system and radar system. And another point is they are ready to retaliate. Had they estimated that that was considered an attack, President Ibrahim Raisi of Iran said, we will respond right within only a few minutes. And Iran considered this case is closed.
So, you know, when I first saw the headline that Israel was attacking Iran, I was thinking this was very bad news because I was fearful this would lead to a lot of death and destruction in Iran and then a lot of serious Iranian retaliation. But if what I'm hearing from you is accurate and your sources, this strikes me as potentially great news in that this could be the end, at least for a while, of any armed hostilities between Israel and Iran.
You are absolutely right. It is not going to be the end for a while. I think it's going to be the end of a very long time. Nevertheless, that doesn't never eliminate intelligence hits, which means Mossad, CIA, Iranian, the Iranian allies in the Middle East. These are small hits that all the countries in the Middle East are accustomed to, and they do not provoke a war. So trying to assassinate a person here and there, attributing that to local opposition, it is very common. And again, as you rightly said, this is not going to trigger a war. And particularly in the presidential election, now that we're coming closer and closer, never ever a war in the Middle East has started. And those who started the war had the visibility when to end it. You look at Afghanistan, look at Iraq, look at Syria, Libya, they all still ongoing.
Right.
So there's no visibility what's going to happen next. And this is why the Americans are adamant about imposing on everybody in the Middle East. We are not going to be involved. We don't want to war. Just keep calm. This is not the time to have war because it is going to be damaging for everybody.
Very interesting talking with Elijah Magnier about this situation with Israel and Iran. So if these drones from Israel were shot down over the air, what exactly were these drones as best we know them? Were they intended to be aggressive and military in nature, or was it something else, potentially a surveillance drone or something along those lines?
They are drones with a camera that are used by many people, including civilians in the West. Here we have these small drones with camera. Journalists have them. Television crews have dozens of them. It is very common everywhere in the West. However, in Iran, it can be just a message to bother, really, the Iranians, and to also test how ready they are. And if something else is sent, not only a small drone, but a bigger drone, is it going to be intercepted? So the message now is, as we know, in Iran, there are 89 million people. Of these 89 million people, there are opposition in the northwest, the Kurds. There are opposition in the southeast, that is the Sistan, Baluchistan. So there are opposition to the Iranian Revolutionary Guard and to the Iranian Islamic Republic. Therefore, it is very easy to attribute these attacks to these kind of people. You have Jaish al-Adl in the south, and so many other people who can claim their responsibility, and Israel can defend itself by saying, it is not me, and that doesn't trigger a war. So sending these three very small, tiny drones, it's a test, really, and saying, if we want to hit you, we can hit you, or if you're not on alert, then we can test something bigger. So the message has been received, the retaliation has been received, the readiness now is very obvious. And the reason why the Iranians regained all flights as normal and life has returned to normality, and the attack happened at night. So even at night, the Iranian radars were able to detect these drones. So it means life has returned to normality, and this incident is closed, yet everybody is still on alert.
Wow.
Hi, it's Ernie Anastas. You know, your thoughts can affect how you feel, and how you feel can impact your thoughts. Addressing your mind and body connection is the key to improving your overall wellness. Bergen Newbridge Medical Center is the largest hospital in New Jersey, providing comprehensive, equitable, compassionate, and high-quality emergency inpatient and outpatient medical care, plus mental health services and substance use disorder treatment. The Bergen Newbridge team can address your total health needs in one convenient location. Call 201-225-7130. For an appointment, or newbridgehealth.org.
Let me ask you about what happened on Saturday, the Iranian attack on Israel, where thankfully nobody was killed. The publication The Intercept reported that about half of these Iranian missiles were essentially duds, and there's been speculation that Iran signaled to Israel and potentially the United States, either directly or indirectly, what they were going to do so they could take proper precautions so that Iran could save face for retaliating for that consulate bombing and the murder of their military officers, but it wouldn't lead to a wider escalation. What do you think about that, Elijah? Is this a function of Iran wanting to put on more of a show, or was this a function of Israeli and American military defense technology simply being superior to Iran's offensive weaponry?
Iran and the Americans have exchanged many letters in the last few months. And the Americans sent four secret letters to the Iranians. The Iranians sent back a letter through the Swiss embassy in Tehran just a few days before the attack, saying they confirmed they're going to attack Israel and retaliate for the Israeli violation of the Vienna Convention. And the Americans advised the Iranian not to do so, but the Iranians went ahead. But what Iran did, and you have highlighted an important point here to explain it, the intention of Iran was not to destroy Israel. The intention of Iran was not to inflict damage on Israel. The intention of Iran was to go, in the first place, impose deterrence because its consulate was destroyed. Secondly, is to tell the Israelis, if you go beyond a certain limit, we have the courage to hit you, and we're going to hit you. Three is to say the idea is for you to be ready for the hit because we don't want to create a wider damage. Because you imagine 300 ballistic missiles and drones reaching Israel, causing the damage that 300 ballistic missiles can cause, that would definitely trigger a war, regardless the reason behind it and who started first. So because of that, the intention was to go and hit exactly the military air base where the F-35 took off to destroy the Iranian consulate. And Iran managed, by flooding the interception missile of Israel, because the Israelis have the Iron Dome, the Arrow 2, Arrow 3, and they have David Sling, and they have the Patriot. And in the air, there were the Jordanian Air Force, there were the Americans, the French, and the British, and there were a few pieces of NATO in the sea next to Cyprus. All have contributed to down the cruise missile and the drone, which is something that was fine with Iran and did not felt that its mission did not reach the objective. On the contrary, the objective was to tell to the Israelis, we broke this taboo. You went beyond the red lines. We go with you beyond the red line. And if you hit us again, we will not use ballistic missiles that are, because they've used 20-year-old missiles, 10-year-old missiles, 5-year-old, and 3-year-old. And they have much more advanced missiles that can cause real damage. So the intention was not that. And also, they've used two types of missile fuel. One solid fuel that is deployable and hit in only a few minutes, and a liquid fuel that needs more than 30 minutes to 60 minutes to be deployed, where everybody will going to see it. So it was a preparation in the air for the Americans and their allies to see it and to be prepared for it. It was not theatrical, as many assumed. It was a message, and the message reached the objective.
Last question, Elijah, and I appreciate you making yourself available to us on what I know is a very busy day for you. There's a lot of concern, a lot of interest, and a lot of curiosity about Iran's nuclear intention. People asking the question, depending on who, does Iran have a nuclear bomb? Are they seeking a nuclear weapons program? And what's the status of any attempts of Iran to get a nuclear weapon up and running? What's your take on any or all of those questions, Elijah?
When Israel attacked the Natanz nuclear facility in Iran, the Iranian raised the nuclear enrichment from 20% to 60%. The most difficult part of the nuclear production is between 0 to 20. Now they have reached 60. They need a few weeks only to go from 60 to 90%, the grade needed in purity to make a nuclear bomb. Now Iran has moved also from the centrifuge, from IR-1 that was allowed to have, according to the JCPOA nuclear deal that was signed by Barack Obama and teared off by President Donald Trump. And today they have IR-6 and IR-8, much more advanced, that can produce more nuclear products. And they have a lot of nuclear reserve purity they did not send to Russia, according to the JCPOA, because the JCPOA fell. So Iran has always said, I am not interested in making a bomb. However, the only change that happened in the last 24 hours is when the IRGC general responsible for the protection of the nuclear site that is under Sayed Ali Khamenei, the supreme leader of the Iranian Revolution, came out and said, we will revise our decision if we are under attack. That we have never heard since 1979. And for the first time, Iran is saying, if you push me too far, I'm going to have a nuclear bomb. Now, from the Iranian perspective, having a very advanced drone and ballistic missiles and a missile program is more than enough to use to impose deterrence, because the only country that used nuclear bombs is America, and that during the Second World War. Russia did not use it during the ongoing Ukrainian war. This is why there is no need for nuclear bombs. However, the Iranians are coming to the conclusion that having nuclear bombs can really impose deterrence, not to use it, but to tell those who have appetite to attack Iran, don't do it because we have a nuclear capability, nuclear bomb capability, because Iran has a nuclear scientific capability, but no bomb. So now it is up really to the Israelis and the Americans, and mainly to the Americans, to go to Iran and say, well, perhaps it's the time to sit back on the table and go back to the JCPOA and have a new one where we are all happy and lift the 4,632 sanctions that the Americans imposed on Iran, or continue to pretend like nothing has happened and push Iran to have a nuclear bomb.
Mm-hmm.
What do we want? Is it not the question I can answer?
Well, we're probably going to have to hold that discussion for another day. Elijah, I appreciate you joining us so last minute and with so much going on. Really appreciate the insight on this. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.